This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and of course, the breaking news that we've been covering at the beginning of the show as well is the continuing collapse of CNN. It's gotten unprecedented levels the way they are collapsing. And as President Trump pointed out, CNN is not alone. We've also had Glenn Greenwald point this out in The Intercept, that they're not alone, giving a case study that you probably remember from just about 6 months ago, where they were telling us Putin is trying to hack our electric grid. In reality, all it was one laptop that was infected. Who knows how it got infected, but one laptop infected with a single virus, not connected to the grid in any way whatsoever, not the local grid, not the U.S. national grid, but they blew that into a story to try to create panic, to try to push a Russian narrative. And CNN has now been caught at the end of the last week with a deliberately fake story that was based simply on one single anonymous source. How many times have we seen this from the Washington Post, from the New York Times, by all of these jewel in the crown media that are supposed to be above reproach, that we're supposed to be able to believe everything that they do? And we just saw this recently with the Megyn Kelly and Tom Brokaw. They pulled him out of retirement to pontificate about how, you just have to believe everything that NBC tells you. Well, not exactly. And we have a contest here from, it's called CNN is Fake News, $200,000 in cash prizes. Get on TV with a CNN is Fake News sign or a T-shirt, $1,000 prize for anyone who's seen on TV with a sign, legible, or self-made T-shirt, $2,500 prize if you're seen on television and also heard to say, CNN is fake news, Infowars.com is real. So that's another contest that's been put out there. This is what people need to understand. They need to not be intimidated, not be impressed by the brand name journalism. Because as we heard from James O'Keefe's undercover story today, they know inside CNN, they know that it is a witch hunt. They know that it's not true. And people like Zucker, who is running the organization, is telling them, hey, this is good for business. Let's forget these other stories. Let's get back on the Russia thing. This is starting to implode. They have jumped the shark. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're also going to take your calls and the number if you want to call in and talk about today's news. Let's see. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Here's some stories that are kind of off on the side, but nevertheless important. They're not on the main thrust of today's information. A Harvard study proves unvaccinated children pose no risk. However, vaccinated children do. Very interesting. This is a Harvard study. This is a woman who has a PhD in immunology. And she writes, do unvaccinated children pose a higher threat to the public than the vaccinated? No, they don't. This is the herd immunity idea, which is really just a herd mentality. She said a person who is not vaccinated with IPV, DTaP, Hep B, and HIV vaccines due to reasons of conscience poses no extra danger to the public than a person who is. No discrimination is warranted, she points out. And she goes on to say studies of measles outbreaks in Quebec, Canada, and China attest to the outbreaks that outbreaks of measles still happen even when vaccination compliance is in the highest bracket, that's 95 to 97% or even 99%. And she gives sources. She said this is because in high vaccine responders, vaccine-induced antibodies wane over time because they're not the same as the antibodies you get when you have natural exposure. In other words, when you get measles as a child, and I felt like I had measles again last week when I had a fever for about 3.5 days, I had a high fever. It just wouldn't go away. It was miserable, and it reminded me of when I had measles. But that gave me lifetime immunity. No matter how many vaccines I had, I would not have that lifetime immunity. And as a matter of fact, she points out, there's been several incidents where patient zero was somebody who was vaccinated. Incidents in Quebec, Canada, and in New York. And we have covered these as well ourselves.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your phone calls. We got several people who have lined up already. We got one slot left on the phone lines here. I announced that in the last segment. If you want to squeeze in there or jump in as people fall off, the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Real quickly before I go to our phone calls, you know, Rob Dew said to me the other day, he says, I'm surprised you haven't really covered this story because we've got this tragic collision at sea between a U.S. military ship and a freighter. And they were on autopilot. At least the freighter was on autopilot. The destroyer is supposed to have not only all of these redundant navigation radar systems and commercial radar systems, but it's also supposed to have a human watch on the bridge at all time. And yet, here we have, in the vast ocean, we have two ships not passing in the night, but bumping in the night. We have 7 sailors who died from this. Extensive damage to this very expensive ship. And the thing that concerns people is the idea of military preparedness? I mean, are these military systems, this is a military ship, so it's obviously going to be a target of hostility. A lot of people were kicking this back and forth on Twitter as the story was starting to develop. Was this a terrorist attack? Did somebody take over the other ship and drive it into that one? If they did, why wasn't the U.S. military ship able to detect that in time to do evasive maneuvers? What was going on with that? So people were passing this back and forth, trying to figure out, trying to make sense of this tragedy to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Because, as I said, the military ship, it's going to be a target of people who are trying to attack it. It isn't just a simple matter of having ships that are going to navigate on the ocean using autopilot. But and so I don't really understand all the different issues that are involved there. Again, people who are in the military, people in the Navy are talking about those issues. I just look at it from the standpoint of an engineer who's concerned about self-driving cars, for example. If we can't have a couple of ships or even one ship, if it's simply the fault of this freighter who was on autopilot and just T-boned this this military ship, even if it was just the one and the other people were not able to detect it in time for whatever reason, that's very troubling to not make evasive maneuvers. Doesn't that argue against us being able to effectively do that with big semi-trailers? We're told by Mercedes and other companies that, hey, in a year or two, you know, we've already done this. We've traveled across country with our Mercedes auto truck or semi-trailer, and we don't need truck drivers anymore for long-distance stuff. We're going to be able to do that all with self-driving trucks. When you look at the traffic density on our highways versus the ocean, where you've got a couple of ships. I talked to Eric Peters, who does automobiles, and he says, you know, they talk about this as being autopilot. That's a term they've lifted from airplanes. That simply isn't the case when you've got automobiles. I mean, you've got airplanes, they space the takeoff out. They make sure that they're operating different levels of altitude so that they're not in conflict with each other. You've got air traffic control that's monitoring it all the time. And they keep them vastly apart from each other, as you would expect in the ocean. And yet, when you see something like this and the loss of life involved, what are we setting ourselves up for? And we've had a German company come out today saying Tesla's stock took a hit because they said this stuff is not trustworthy. Why are they pushing this? They're pushing it because they have a different agenda. And if we really want to know what this agenda is, it's an agenda to take our freedom. We've talked about this many times. It is Agenda 21. And when you look at what is happening in places like London, for example, we see these types of things coming in. Frequently, they debut in the UK and London. Then they go to the next closest place, which is California. Not geographically close, but ideologically close. And what they're doing right now is they're demonizing diesel. We saw this being attempted by the EPA when I was the people that I was working with as I came here to InfoWars. They were looking at Lisa Jackson, who was then the head of the EPA, talking to then Congressman Markey from Massachusetts, now a senator. And they were trying to put out the idea that millions of people were dying. More people were dying from fine particulate matter that was coming out of diesel exhaust than were dying from cancer. A blatant lie that they were selling to the American people. And yet at the same time, they were saying that this was so deadly. What were they doing? Right there in North Carolina, where I was living, they were conducting experiments there with the EPA, with the university there. They were hooking people up to diesel exhaust. They had run ads for people who had respiratory and heart disease. They wanted to create an incident, and they were exposing them to levels that were 72 times greater than what the EPA said were available. Why are they demonizing diesel? Why are they talking about taxing drivers by the mile? We got the London mayor, Mayor Khan. London drivers are facing Britain's first pay per mile road charge and a radical plan to cut car journeys by 3 million a day. They do not want you moving around. They do not want you having private transportation. They want to capture you into their system that will be profited by a few well-connected corporations. And to get an idea of how this is going to break down, another one from London. A motorist, 27 years old, he was trying to get insurance for his car. He lives in a poor area, what we call public projects here in the United States. A relative was going to sell him a car, a Nissan, for £250. So I guess that's maybe, what, about $400 here in the United States? He could not get anybody to insure him. He got two quotes. One of them was for 16,000 pounds. The other one was for 38,906 pounds. And they're going to charge this guy like $45,000 a year insurance on a car that's worth maybe $400 a year. So he can't drive. That's the tool they will use to ban your ability to move yourself around. And they're going to foist this autopilot technology that we've just seen here responsible for a collision at sea in the middle of the ocean. You can't even get this stuff to reliably work. That's the insanity that we're looking at here. All right, let's go to our callers here on hold. Let's go to Stephen in Washington. Stephen, go ahead. Thank you for holding. Stephen, Washington, you there? Hello, don't hear Stephen. All right, let's go to Stephen in Florida.
Hey, how you doing, David?
Hey, how you doing, Stephen? Go ahead.
Good. I wanted to comment. I know it's, you know, way after the fact now, but I have to comment on this. I listened to the entire pre-interview, if you want to call it that, debacle that, you know, Megyn Kelly had with Alex on the phone. And all anyone's got to do is listen to that phone conversation and then watch what she put out there on NBC to see that she just blatantly lied through her teeth.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was thinking about all that, and I watched the, you know, Alex with the showing the whole thing and, you know, you guys' commentary on that. So I have a gift that I want to give Alex in particular, since he subjected himself to this for the sake of the truth. But also to you guys with InfoWars, as well as everything you're representing in this battle with these liars. And it's what I call poetic justice. It's a poem I wrote. It's not real long. And Alex, I hope you're listening to this. And here's how it goes. A criminal of old time is making a comeback. Machine Gun Kelly is on the loose and now on the attack. Big Brother Mafia, doublespeak deception, ministry of truth. Shoots off lies and allegations with absolute zero proof. The devil wears a dress, fiendish face framed in blonde hair. Medusa thrives on ignorance, luring into her lair. Megyn Media mouthpiece, monumental manipulation. Evil enterprise evokes exaggeration. Gross gorgon generating globalist gyration. Yellow-bellied yakking, youthful retardation. New World Order, NBC, Never Trump machine. Killing truth and kissing Satan. Megan, you're his queen. Elevating, entertaining, egotistic error. Loving lies, lynching truth, Islamo-fascist terror. Low-blow lady of the night, media whore and user. Yesterday's news, going down. Megyn Kelly, you're a loser.
All right. Thank you, Stephen, Florida. Yeah, the devil does wear Prada, right? Absolutely. All right. Thanks for the point, Stephen. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland. Go ahead, O'Brien.
I'm calling about the whole situation with involving the riots that are about to happen. For those who aren't aware here, we're about, I think, maybe like six or so minutes. You know, 6 days until those things happen. I would like your comment on that.
The riots that are about to happen. What are you? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Nah, somebody said that basically on July the 2nd on Sunday, there was supposed the left is supposed to be holding some riot.
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see. You know, a lot of times they've called for action and their call to action doesn't materialize. You know, occasionally they do get a large turnout like they did the Women Against Trump, I think, you know, the day or so after the inauguration. But most of them are basically non-entities. They don't have the kind of support that they would like for you to believe that they do. So many times they've called for some kind of action and nobody turns up. That's one of the key things about Donald Trump. You know, it's very rare to be able to turn out large crowds. It's extremely rare. I've covered politics all my life, and it's very unusual for politicians running for a statewide office or even national office to be able to turn out crowds. It's unprecedented to see the kind of crowds that Donald Trump gets. And so what you typically see happen is you see some hanger-on, some counter-protesters. They get a lot of attention from the mainstream media. They move the cameras around in a way that gives them a larger appearance in terms of presence, and then they get very violent. And that's the thing that really makes their presence felt. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imbrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imbrix Essentials.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're taking your phone calls. If you want to call in, that number is 800-259-9231. We've been talking today, of course, about the exposure and meltdown of CNN, their fake Russian narrative. We've also talked about Nikki Haley and McMaster's and other neocons inside the Trump administration pushing a war with Russia, not just using it as a narrative to try to stymie the Trump administration or to try to cover up the Obama administration's illegal involvement using the intelligence community, the law enforcement community, as political part of their political campaign. Highly illegal. That's the big story, as Rand Paul and others have pointed out. But even going beyond that, Nikki Haley, McMaster's, others in the Trump administration pushing regime change in Syria, not fighting ISIS, and getting right to the brink of actual war with Russia. That's the danger that we're looking at here. So if you want to call in and make some comments, we're taking phone calls here. Let's go to Tucker in Nebraska. Go ahead, Tucker.
Yeah, Dave, how you doing?
Doing good.
I was just thinking on that Russia deal. With all the collusion and everything they've tried to prove against our president, why do they not just go wholeheartedly after Hillary and then let the real Russian collusion unravel itself? You know, put one rat against the other, you know, and watch them all squeal on one another. I mean, none of them have any honor. And yeah, if they could do that, I believe that the real story will unravel itself through sources of news media such as yourselves. And the people could get the real story of what's going on, and these people could finally be brought to justice, because I think we're just all getting sick and tired of watching this story continue mm-hmm. with this hope that these people are going to be brought to justice. I mean, these people tried to bring down the United States of America. That is treason.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, there actually may be a case where they're going to be pitting one rat against the other, because we've got James Comey saying that Loretta Lynch told him to call it a matter, tried to shut it down. So basically what he did when his testimony was he called her out for trying to obstruct justice. And Judge Napolitano, we reported on this a couple of days ago, said that former Attorney General Lynch could face up to 5 years in prison. We've had a couple of Democrats come out. I think it was Adam Schiff, and I forget who the other one was. Was it Nancy Pelosi? Then when they were interviewed, they said, well, it actually makes us kind of queasy to see that. I bet it does. Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein. Yeah, it made her queasy. It made Adam Schiff queasy, and it should make them queasy, because she broke the law. Now, if they get the two of them going, we've got Comey, who's testified multiple times. He's a leaker. He's testified, contradicted himself under oath multiple times. And they could start getting these people turned one against the other. I certainly hope that's going to be the case. Even Hillary should still be in play. She was never tried and found innocent. We had somebody who is now been exposed as a political operative, using his office as director of the FBI as a political operative. That's the real story here. We have the FISA court saying that the FBI and the NSA violated the law. They released, declassified their decision so the American public would pay attention. For the most part, they're not. We're reporting this, but they're not getting any traction. Drudge reported it. It was a CIRCA report that went into detail as to what was released, and Drudge put that up. We've talked about that multiple times. And yet, for the most part, the mainstream media is not looking at the crimes of law enforcement and the intelligence community violating the law and using their powerful position as political operatives. We've got Senator Grassley and others who are looking into this. So this thing is not over yet. Yes, people may be getting tired of it, but I think it started to turn now. We've got the Democrats coming back and saying, hey, we're talking about this too much. We got CNN saying, we're talking about this too much, and we're telling lies, and people are onto the lies that we're telling them. So they're starting to back off. This is the time we need to move ahead, and we need to expose their criminal actions. What do you think, Tucker?
Yeah, well, I agree with you, but, you know, how do I, as a private citizen, go about doing that? What can I do? I think a lot of us are just lost in the realm of how do we put ourselves into this? I mean, how do
Well, let me tell you, they do follow what you do on social media. When you pass this stuff around and you pass it to your friends or whatever, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, they're looking at that. And it does make an effect with your friends as well. But they're looking at that when they talk about the fact that they are not recording your conversations, that they're more interested in the metadata. They want to know what the hive mind is thinking. Is their narrative working, or are they in trouble? And if you put that out there, that is a drop, but it's a drop in a bucket that is filling up in a flood. So it's very important for you to pass that information around, pass those stories around, help to wake people up. That's an important thing. That's why they follow the hive mind, why they try to shut down social media. So don't let them do that to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
That's right, the thing that pushes our government, the military-industrial complex. They're about to get another war in Syria. We're going to talk to our callers about that and other issues. I'm going to go back to them in just a moment. If you want to call in, the number is 800-259-9231. Before we go back to the callers, I just want to remind you that we have initiated our 4th of July summer mega specials. That's now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Let me repeat that. Free shipping. Store-wide. And in addition to that, 30% off on a wide variety of our most popular products, things like Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine, Z-Shield, all of those, 30% off. Then select storable food, 30 to 40% off, plus free shipping. That's a huge savings because that's very heavy to ship that. That's a 25-year storage life, shelf life of the product. It's non-GMO, made in America, packaged with resealable packaging. So once you open it, you can still reseal it there for a while. But that is something that gives you a backup for any kind of a natural or man-made emergency. It also gives you some insulation against price spikes and shortages in food. That's something to take advantage of, prepare for yourself, prepare for your family, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food and free shipping. Also, Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack. This is part of our new Emmerich's Essentials cosmetics, I guess. Well, these are actually things. The outdoor pack is like suntan lotion, bug repellent that is natural, does not have highly toxic chemicals in it like DEET. That is 40% off of retail. Also, Living Defense, 20% off. While supplies last, take advantage of that and the free shipping store-wide as part of our 4th of July summer mega specials that have now kicked off live at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Stephen in California. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, David, I just had a few quick things I wanted to point out. The first one I didn't know if you guys had covered was this last Saturday, the Proud Boys and We the People Rising went to a Maxine Waters town hall event. I didn't know if you guys had seen that at all.
No, I didn't see. What happened?
We showed up, we protested the event, and apparently scared her so bad that she stayed inside the building after the event, afraid to come out for 20 minutes straight. Which was pretty hilarious to see. Her staff kept trying to juke us out, bringing cars to each side of the building, but we had every single exit surrounded, waiting for her, waiting to confront her. And when she finally came out, she put a bag over the window. She ran to the car, put a bag over the window, and then sped off as fast as she could. It was beautiful to see.
Well, you know, that Maxine is quite a character. If we didn't have her, we'd have to invent her, wouldn't we? I mean... She's always good for a laugh, Maxine Waters. But there's a lot of people in the Democrat Party that take her seriously. Well, thanks, Stephen, for doing that in California. Let's go to Stephen in Arizona. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, what's going on, David? Hey, I want to talk about, I see where Nikki Haley said they're not going to stand by and let a government spray chemicals on their people. Well, I live in Tucson, and they're spraying the hell out of me with their chemtrails down here.
That's
so
right.
Why don't they shut that down before they do anything else?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Good point. Yeah, they're spraying the chemicals on us. They spray chemicals in our water, too, don't they? But then they tell us, oh, it's good for us. You know, all that fluoride they put in there, that's great for us. But, you know, that is I find that very concerning. Did you hear what we talked about earlier today, the fact that, you know, of course, when we look at Seymour Hersh's report about what happened, it appears that it's a totally phony event, just like it was 4 years ago. We're disappointed to see that Trump launched those missiles. We talked about that a great deal at the time. Seymour Hersh goes back and looks at it. But as we look at that in context, we see that that was right at the time, and we pointed it out, that McMaster's replaced Flynn in the National Security Council. And today we also learned that Flynn was somebody who had gotten the ire of Andrew McCabe, the number two at the FBI at the time, because he had sided with an individual who had worked in the intelligence community for quite some time, went to work under Andrew McCabe at the FBI, and then started getting negative reviews. She alleged that there was sexual harassment involved in that, sexual discrimination. And Michael Flynn took the unusual step of going to bat for her, writing letters of recommendation for her, getting the ire of Andrew McCabe, who began investigating her personally, and then 2 years later began investigating in violation of the law because he had no search warrant, investigating General Flynn and getting him thrown out of office with allegations inside the Trump administration. Of course, that is a direct violation even of the powers that they presume to hold under the Patriot Act, because they are prohibited from following an American citizen on American soil. They can only look at foreign citizens on foreign soil. Otherwise, they need a search warrant. And so they violated the law. The FISA court has talked about that. What do you think about everything that's happening with the Syrian situation with Nikki Haley and others. Are you concerned about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what we got? Was McCain head over there again? Are they getting ready to launch another false flag for Trump or what?
I'm sure he will. You know, the interesting thing we didn't talk about today, but there was a story that we didn't cover. John McCain is basically having all the Clinton Foundation donors come over to his McCain Foundation. What a surprise. You're there in Arizona. You're not surprised, are you?
No. Yeah. No, that's very sad. So he better go to sleep, and Sane McCain needs to get down. So talk to you later, David. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen in Arizona. Let's go to Johnny B. in Missouri. Go ahead, Johnny B.
Hey, afternoon, David.
Hey.
I'm on the torture subject.
Yes.
You know how everybody shares the term flashback, blowback.
Mm-hmm.
From the victims of the torture, you know, it's just par for the course. From an invading entity, you're going to create enemies in the invading country.
That's right. That's right. You activate people who were not enemies before, and you harden the resistance when you do this type of stuff. That's one of the aspects, yes, that we didn't really talk about that much. Go ahead.
Body is missing, and we really, as Americans, we need to really start talking about this subject. And I'm calling it overspray. Okay? And what I'm talking about is where these terror programs go out with any government initiative, you're going to create these cottage industries. So we've got all this industry created behind torture. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now that they've got the industry, they've got to find customers. So they bring it home domestically. So we've got our law enforcement torturing the inmates. By permission,
yes.
Hey guys, you know, they're guilty. They done something wrong or they wouldn't be in there.
That's right.
Folks, look up Schaefer Cox. COX, man that had come out back in 2009, very, very charismatic, Christian-centered, people-gathering speaker. Justice Department made him disappear. He's 27 years. He's got a daughter. He might have got to see her in visitation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So, and that's what I mean by overspray. Because we're creating this industry, our troops go out there and they're taught how to do it, so they come home and they're, well, it'll work real good right here, man. Let's torture this guy a little bit, and maybe we can find out where he got his drugs from.
That's right. You know, when we talk about the military-industrial complex, of course, what they have done is created a police state torture complex, you know, the militarized police state that we have here. That's a whole profit center for them.
And the only reason that this edifice to stupidity exists is because the American people are not in their proper position in this government overseeing our employees. Can I share a website, David, please?
Sure, go ahead.
TacticalCivics.us. It's so appropriate, man.
And what does that cover?
We're covering American civics. That hasn't been taught in this country in probably 180 years.
You know, it's very important because when we look at what's happening in this country, and we talk about the fact that we have the CIA involved in illegal programs and they violate the law at will, and that has spread, it's metastasized to our law enforcement. We got the Department of Defense bringing in MRAPs. Remember all that? That was the big rage talking about that, how they were weaponizing the police departments, how they were militarizing them, how they were starting to operate as an occupying force. And, of course, Joe Biggs and I went to one of the asymmetric warfare centers where they had built an American city where they could practice these types of tactics. We have to understand that if they're going to militarize the police and do this largely because the military-industrial complex needed another profit center, and now, of course, they've also restarted the Cold War, so they get back their long-range bombers, their long-range missiles. That's a very big profit center. They've got that going as well, in addition to their entire terror industry that they're operating on. But they're doing that in violation of our due process over and over again. We don't have any rights when it comes to the massive amounts of law. Most of the law is set up as bureaucratic regulation. And once they do it as bureaucratic regulation, they can say that you're in violation of a civil law. You get no presumption of innocence. You get no trial by jury. You don't get a trial at all. As a matter of fact, they don't even have to accuse you of anything. We see this over and over again with civil asset forfeiture and the drug law. They just take whatever they wish from you because no longer do we have the kinds of Sixth Amendment protections. And they do that under the legal fiction of saying that these are not criminal laws, they're civil laws. And, of course, I'm sure that's probably something that you address at your site, Tactical Civics.
Man, we are doing our level best to get the American people to realize that we've got an integral part to occupy, a place to occupy in our government, that we haven't been there in like 180 years, guys. Come on. But, David, you know, there's one thing that you're missing there in your overlook of that situation is the subversion. Because now that we've got to this point where our federal services have stepped outside of any kind of oversight, and they become a global belligerent. I mean, they are totally belligerent globally. I haven't seen any evidence of a friend they have anywhere on the field. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, so
the only thing they need to do to keep this mechanism operating efficiently or semi-efficiently is subversion, false flag attacks, just one little piece of information, either not shared at the wrong time or fraudulent information to begin with, and that's all they got to do. The system will take care of itself because so many people are ingrained. Well, I got to follow this rule, man.
That's right, and once you have some kind of a false flag attack or something that maybe is real, and then they use that to panic the public and to say, well, now we need to implement these systems that we've already put in place. Absolutely. Great call. Thank you, Johnny. Let's go to Joshua in Ohio. Go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me, David?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Basically, I want to talk about getting out ahead of this next false flag. We got the White House warning about how, you know, this is going to happen. And
yes, isn't that amazing?
You know, we should get out ahead of this. We got Nikki Haley. Every time this woman opens her mouth, it's an embarrassment. Maybe we could start some kind of campaign of fire Haley and hire somebody like Tulsi Gabbard that's actually been over there to Syria and talked to Assad and knows the people on the ground and has seen exactly how we're arming these radical Sunni jihadis, and that's what I call them. You can call them ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Al-Nursa or whatever you want to call them, but they're Sunni jihadis that we should never be aligned with. These should not be our allies. And then our enemies are the ones that are fighting the radical Sunni jihadis, and it's backwards. And then I started looking into Tillerson and the people who were involved in introducing him to Trump after this last chemical attack, or whatever it was, and you got names popping up like Condoleezza Rice and Stephen Hadley, he's the director at Raytheon, Robert Gates, James Baker, and even more interesting, Rex Tillerson's chief of staff is a lady by the name of Margaret Peterlin. Now, Peterlin, for the last 2 years, she worked at a company called XLP Capital, there with her employer, Matthew Stack. Now, these two individuals are involved in making the cyber warfare programs that were given to the CIA to mimic foreign hackers to make it look like, you know, for their target that it came from, say, Russia.
The type of stuff that we saw in Vault 7, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that came out in Vault 7. And we got a lot of people behind the scenes that I think we really need to be beating the drum and exposing because, you know, how long is this neocon globalist agenda that's been going on for decades? You know, how long is this going to last?
Well, I agree. You know, and I was very concerned about Rex Tillerson at the beginning because I knew that he was for the phony climate change stuff. And he did fight for that. But Trump eventually shut him down. And I think it's important that we realize that we can still have an effect on Trump. That's why I said before, if you're a Trump supporter, you need to remind President Trump what candidate Trump knew, what candidate Trump said, what candidate Trump had tweeted about for years. You need to remind him about the futility of these regime changes. You need to remind him how the American government lied to us to get us involved in Iraq. And as you point out, you know, take a look at Nikki Haley. Perhaps she was there as an olive branch to some of the establishment Republicans. But we need to make sure that she is contained. And I think, you know, do whatever you can. Talk on social media. Send stuff to Donald Trump. I think that he is an honest, even when we disagree with him, I think he is open to hearing these types of suggestions. If he hears them in massive numbers from people, I think he will listen. He did do the right thing with climate change. It took a while, and I was concerned about it because the pressure that's being put on him by his daughter, by Rex Tillerson, but he did the right thing. He got out of the Paris Accord. And so the people who are in the Trump administration who want to do the right thing, and Donald Trump, who knows what the right thing is but is getting pressured from the other people, if we don't pressure him, he's only going to get pressured from one side, and that's going to possibly turn him around. So it's very important for you to speak out. I absolutely agree with what you had to say, but I think we can all play a part in this. Thank you, Joshua. Let's go to Russell in Alaska. Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, hi, David.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hold on one second. I'm sorry.
We got you.
Talking about the VA. I know that there's a lot of important things going on right now with Russia and, you know, North Korea and all these other places. But one of the things that we're not talking about is Veterans Affairs. And a article just came out on the 23rd at militarytimes.com talking about them wanting to redo the Veterans Disabilities and everything else like that. And I don't know if am I still here?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Okay. And they're talking about rechanging the entire system. Well, you know, there are a lot of veterans that rely heavily on Veterans Affairs and everything that they get from the VA. And now we're talking about, oh, well, it's unsustainable. In the article, it talks about being unsustainable. Well, that's great.
Hang on. We got to take a quick break. We're going to hang on through the break. We'll come right back to you, let you finish up with that. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now,
just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are.
But what you may not realize
is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your company, commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to our callers here in just one moment. Real quickly, I'll remind you that we have our 4th of July Summer Mega Special now active at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. We have 30 to 40% off major product lines, especially our select storable food. 30 to 40% off plus free shipping. Also, Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. Check out the specials that we have here as part of our 4th of July Summer Special, and look at the free shipping store-wide that is active now through the 4th of July as part of our special. And let's go back to Russell in Alaska. Russell, you were talking about Veteran Affairs. Of course, we've had a lot of problems with the VA, not serving veterans very well. You said they've got major changes in the pipeline. You're concerned that maybe there's too much that's changing. Is that your concern?
Yeah, that is my concern. And the name of the actual article is from the MilitaryTimes.com. It's VA Chief, Time to Rethink Disability System, Current Setup Not Sustainable. My problem is that you can sustain EBT, you can sustain welfare, but you can't sustain a system for people that wrote a blank check for their country.
I understand.
That's wrong.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. You need to stop looking at our veterans to keep taking hits. I'm a veteran myself. My wife's a veteran. I'm actually sitting at the Anchorage VA right now because she's in an appointment. But you have veterans that are literally 100% disabled that cannot do anything anymore. And you're talking about lowering what they get or making it more difficult for them to get things. You know, I think you're going to find
that Trump is very sympathetic to that. I think you've got a big advocate in Trump. There may be some people inside the administration who are pushing other policies, but like we saw with climate change, even though we had Secretary of State and his daughter pushing to stay in the Paris Agreement, he ultimately did the right thing. So I think he's going to be on your side on that. But that's something that you're going to need to speak up, and you're going to need to make sure that President Trump sticks with candidate Trump. I think that's a very important point to make. I want to get to some of the other people that are on hold. Thank you, Russell. Good luck with that. Let's talk to Wake Up 1442. Go ahead, Wake Up.
I wanted to talk about the FBI has become criminalized, that the CIA has taught them their Gladio techniques and used them in to affect the political elections. That there's one operative, Bill Fulton, who was a FBI undercover operative who got a job with Joe Miller's campaign in Alaska, and handcuffed a reporter to disgrace Joe Miller's campaign, so he lost. And that same Bill Fulton is the one who threatened to kill Schaefer Cox.
Mm.
And the prosecutor, Steve Schrocki, told the jury that there was no, they could listen to hours and hours of tapes and they would not find anywhere where Bill Fulton threatened to kill Schaefer Cox, but there's on the YouTube, there are several places where you can see there that Bill Fulton is threatening to kill Schaefer Cox, and that is why Schaefer Cox was arrested, because he was trying to flee the country, because he didn't know that Bill Fulton was an FBI undercover operator, but he knew that Bill Fulton had told him that he would kill him if he showed up for his trial.
Well, you know, there's a lot of information that's coming out about the FBI. Not only did we see what Comey did in terms of giving a pass to Hillary Clinton and the many other things, acting as a leaker. This is a guy who came to the FBI position from being on the board of HSBC, an organization that was convicted multiple times, even after they'd been put on probation and given a fine. They did it again, laundering money for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations. So they pick a guy from the board of directors of that organization to become FBI director. Then we learned today that Andrew McCabe appeared to have a personal vendetta against Mike Flynn. And we know that the FISA court has said that the FBI violated the law in terms of exposing individuals. So we know that they're operating in a political mode. I would even suggest the situation with Christopher Steele and the dirty dossier. James Comey appears to have involvement in that, and people in Congress are taking a look at it. Thank you so much. That's it for today's show. Join us again tomorrow. Alex Jones will be back. InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.